This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to get to the message changes, question mark, in response to, I like your message, very articulate, well-researched, but, yep, there always is, friends. Oh, Bradley, man, I love you, man. I'm with you, and you know I agree with 99% of what you say. Yep. I like your message, very articulate, well researched, but always very negative, all the time. Where's on an optimistic, law-abiding, God-fearing citizen? Would be great to share a positive, uplifting message occasionally. Anonymous. I'm going to respond to that email in just a couple minutes. Before I do, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Ron Brantzner posts, the mayor's compact and how it undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. We were just talking about this. What's going on in the United States of America, friends? The same thing that's been going on for decade after decade, administration after administration. We're seeing the implementation of foreign law into America through your said representatives. The mayor's compact and how it undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. The mayor's compact fighting hate and bigotry is a grassroots initiative created by the Anti-Defamation League to combat intolerance towards Muslims and Jews, say they. The compact has strong language towards hate and bigotry, which is protected under the U.S. Constitution. Yet, the compact reaches outside its boundaries to include hate speech, which violates the First Amendment of the freedom of speech. Which violates the First Amendment of free speech. Folks, they've been warring against your Constitution for a long time in this country. I've recited it in the past concerning John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon. Again, if he was there, I wish he would have stayed there. He's not with us anymore. I wonder how that's working out for him. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. He was the one that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Of course not. And we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to the mayors. Over 300 mayors nationally signed on to this agreement between the United States Conference of Mayors and the Anti-Defamation League to stop hate and bigotry against Muslims, Jews, and minorities, but fails to mention Christians. Of course! It's always the same thing. Cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle. It's the Christians that are the end aim. Friends? To the people's own demise. The agreement addresses hate groups, primarily white supremacists, after the protests in Charlottesville, Virginia, where a woman was savagely ran over by a driver in a car. The mayor's compact is riding the shirt tails of the United Nations 16-18 blasphemy laws towards Muslims. That's why they're bringing the Muslims in, friends. They're giving your land over to the foreigners, America. It's a part of judgment. I've been warning you and blowing the trumpet for years concerning what's happening and what's rolling out today. The United States Constitution becomes an obstacle in the advancement of the UN Resolution 1618 and the International Human Rights Commission when Hillary Clinton tried to implement blasphemy laws in the United States by the advice of Organization of Islamic Corporation, OIC. In 2011, Hillary Clinton met with the OIC Secretary General in a three-day closed-door meeting to express her concerns towards international blasphemy laws and American laws. This is all aimed at using a group of people to shut down free speech against them and their crimes. The Muslims, outside of the homosexuals, outside of the socialists, outside of this group and that group and this group, they're all being used as a political battering ram until they're no longer needed. And then guess what, friends? They're done away with. That's what history teaches us. The First Amendment of free speech falls under attack by the OIC. 57 Muslim member states voting as a bloc for the advancement of Sharia law, who in 2007 afforded Islam the same rights as an individual. In 2015, Democrat leaders got on board and introduced H. Resolution 569 blasphemy laws against Muslims resembling UN Resolution 1618. This resolution received wide support from congressmen like Minnesota Keith Ellison and Tim Walz. But the resolution failed because it focused solely on intolerance towards Muslims. In 2017, the Senate expanded its tolerance list and introduced S. Resolution 118, adding Jews and minorities to share the spotlight with Islam. Christians, again, failed to be included. Of course, why? Because the law is a stumbling block to criminals. That's why. See where the problem that they're having, that stumbling block, that rock of offense, Jesus Christ, it all the more proves, friends, who established the Mosaic law in this country, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Resolution 118 was introduced by Kamala Harris. Co-sponsors were Mark Rubio, Susan Collins, and Dianne Feinstein. And on April 4th, the resolution passed and was sent to the House of Representatives. The United States very well could lose their expression of free speech if passed. Either you deal with the corrupt politicians or else you're going to lose your freedoms, America. On April 4, 2017, the U.S. Senate passed Senate Resolution 118 condemning hate crime. All crime is motivated by hate and any other form of racism, which is a created word, Leon Trotsky, religious or ethnic bias, discrimination, incitement to violence, or animus targeting a minority in the United States. The resolution was drafted by a Muslim organization, MGAGE USA, formerly Emerge USA, and the Muslim Public Affairs Council, MPAC. Your representatives are working for the Muslims to establish, they are being used to establish a new order. Friends, politicians and civil leaders who cater to the Islamic religion are fighting an uphill battle to pass such high demands by Islamic groups and anti-blasphemy laws. Blasphemy to them, friends, is when you make reference to the law that exposes their crimes. Read Romans 3:20. And we're not going to stop doing that here. Strange bedfellows with total different beliefs, such as Islam and ADL, are working in solidarity as they write resolutions in the mayor's compact. Mayors and politicians sign in on good faith without investigating where these ideas originate and the consequences affecting our liberties. We're going to come back and we're going to give you, friends, the 10 key components before we get to the message changes, question mark. Cool? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Highlighting right now an article by Ron Branster on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's very disturbing. The Mayor's Compact and how it undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. This is what's going on with these said mayors. They're felons, friends. They're violating federal code, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution, friends. It's a felony. They're alluring Muslims into the United States, illegals into the United States on your dime. And we're exposing what this is all about right now. Folks, again, the Mayor's Compact and how it undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. Again, going back to Scripture, friends, we've been warned. Folks, to a T. Verbatim. With all clarity and understanding. Our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. Mayors recently bypassed legislation, in other words, you, and went right to the people to implement international laws. It's the same thing Barack Hussein Obama did 1,180 times, and the American people stood back and let him do it. Now, although the Mayor's Compact is an agreement, it is not law in America. People fail to read the Constitution and believe it to be the supreme law of the land. Well, the fact of the matter is, like it or not, it is. And anything that is contrary to the United States Constitution, friends, is null and void. But this is where the American people have to stand up and enforce the law against those that are acting outside of their scope of authority. They are overreaching America. The Mayor's Compact has 10 key components. If you'd like to get into more specifics, you can go ahead on to sonsoflibertymedia.com and read the article, but I will highlight them. Number one is expressly rejecting extremism, white supremacy, and all forms of bigotry. Friends, they can call the enemy who they want to call the enemy. See, it went from the Muslims for 16 and 17 years as America's enemy, our arch enemies, friends. And we were told on September 11, 2001, that it was the Muslims that attacked the towers. But now what we're seeing, friends, is we're the problem. And we have been under attack since September 11th. And no longer longer is it the Muslims that are the problem. Now the people in America are the problem, and we need to get out of the way so the Muslims can have our land, because that's what this comes to. And everybody in every group of people, friends, are being used as a political battering ram. Mark my words. Mark my words. Number one, expressly rejecting extremism. In other words, don't agree to what the law says, because if you do, then it exposes us. And if it exposes us for who we are, then we're going to call you the new enemy of the state. Friends, truth is the enemy to the state. Okay? Number two, denouncing all acts of hate wherever they occur. They're redefining the word hate, friends. Again, keep in mind, all crime is motivated by hate. Number four, calling for fully resourced law enforcement and civil rights investigations of domestic terrorism and hate crimes. Friends, who's the end aim here? You are. Just like I've been telling you for the last 10 years, you are. You are, and it's these mayors that signed this compact, friends, that are alluring illegals into the United States of America. Okay? Number five, elevating and prioritizing anti-bias and anti-hate programs in our nation's school. Well, hey folks, done 360 of those, got a hat and a t-shirt, never had any problems in public schools, friends, until the homosexual agenda started to be advocated through the CIA-controlled media. And then all of a sudden we became haters. But friends, 10 and 15 years later, are we finding out who's doing the hating here? Who's committing the crimes here? I hope so. Okay? They're redefining words. They're putting light for darkness and darkness for light, friends. Bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Good for evil and evil for good. Found in Isaiah 5:20. That's what these people are doing. They're playing with fire. And these useful idiots, these mayors, these useful idiots need to look behind them. Just like anybody that advocates contrary to God's, or that which is antithetical to God's moral law. You better look behind you. Every single one of you. Because life is but a vapor, and before you know it, it's all over. You know, it's interesting. You know, someone was saying something the other day. Isn't it interesting about how all these tyrants like Henry Kissinger and George Bush and the Rockefellers, isn't it interesting how they live such long lives? Isn't it interesting how they're in their late 80s and their 90s? I mean, some of them go to 100 years old. You know, but the Bible says that no man is able to keep his soul alive. Right? Well, friends, just going back to that point, you might want to put two and two together. They're not eating the same food me and you are eating. Hey, folks, they have the cures to the things that they sell to us as uncurable. Okay? They have the cures. That's why they're healthy tyrants. But the fact of the matter is they can go ahead and do whatever they want to while they're here because the people let them do it, let me remind you. But the fact of the matter is, friends, it's just a matter of time. Time is etching away, friends, and it's pushing them over the cliff just like everybody else. And they're going to meet the judge too. And isn't it interesting how they want to live long lives? Why is that? Because they know what they got to face. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Friends, right now what I'm highlighting is I'm highlighting the mayor's compact and how it undermines American freedoms and it promotes foreign law. It's exactly what's happening here. It undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. This has been going on in this country for a long time, okay? And it's the mayor's compact, friends. Going to number six, supporting targeted communities and bringing together civic and community leaders to build trust. Number seven, celebrating diversity. Celebrating diversity. That's what divides us one against another. Diversity, friends, that which causes us to war against God, only to reap what? Our own condemnation, our own judgment. Promoting inclusivity, okay? And challenging bias. This is what they're promoting, friends. Number eight, promoting law enforcement training on responding to and reporting hate incidents, hate crimes and domestic terrorism. You mean like someone taking my house and putting it up online and then affixing it my address, endangering my family and myself? Or are you talking about like when someone says they're going to send a bomb to my ministry? Or maybe death threats. I mean, does that apply to a Christian ministry? No! No! Friends, it only applies to the group of people that they want it to apply to. promoting law enforcement training on responding and reporting hate incidents. It's interesting because every one of ours has been reported to the FBI, and we haven't heard a peep, friends. That's all we hear is crickets from the FBI until they're called to step into play for the people that they're protecting. And rest assured, friends, it's not me and you. This is a fact, and I'm telling you by firsthand experience, friends, this is a fact. They're targeting people that are speaking out against them and their crimes. Again, number 8, promoting law enforcement training on responding to and reporting hate incidents, hate crimes, and domestic terrorism. What's a terrorist, friends? Well, we already found out from the DHS. 74 definitions, and guess who it defines, friends? Americans, pro-lifers, pro-Second Amendment, pro-constitutionalists, Christians. Friends, this is happening right now in your country through this mayor's compact, over 300 of them. Number 9, encouraging residents in their communities to report hate incidents and crimes. Folks, this is the Third Reich all over again, systematically and methodically, to a T. Okay? And no one should wonder where this is coming from, because that's all you have to do is look to the Bushes and their connections to the Third Reich, trying to establish now the Fourth Reich. Call me crazy, friends, but when you're there, don't tell me I didn't try to tell you. Number 10, maintaining civil rights enforcement and strengthening hate crimes laws when necessary. Maintaining civil rights enforcement and strengthening hate crime laws when necessary. Again, friends, keep in mind, hate is what they say it is. Okay? Hate is making reference to the law that exposes them for their crimes. Because the fact of the matter is every time they talk about hate crimes, if I wanted to go ahead and find my protection under the hand of the flesh, cursed is that man, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. I can tell you right now, friends, we have to rally up a lot of people for their death threats, for their bomb threats, for putting my house up online. But the FBI isn't interested in that. No. They're not interested in that. They're interested in zeroing in on those that are enemies of the state, saith the state. Keep in mind, your rights come not from the generosity of the state. Your rights come from the hand of God, friends, and don't forget it. They're setting up human rights organizations. We were warned about this 15 years ago from a pastor over in Canada on the radio, and he said, if the American people don't take heed, you're going to be dealing with it soon enough. Well, America, here we are. Why do you think Tim Walz? Why do you think Keith Ellison in the state of Minnesota? Ilhan Omar and another Muslim. Why do you think that they were voted into office, friends, through voter fraud? Because you know as well as I do, if you're in the state of Minnesota, it wasn't the people in the state of Minnesota that voted these people in. Anybody that's been alive since September 11, 2001, wouldn't be in their right mind to vote a one of them in. A sanctuary state governor, a Muslim-tied attorney general, and a Muslim that's under investigation for misappropriation of funds.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Tributes are pouring in for former President George H.W. Bush, who died last night at the age of 94. Retired Army General Colin Powell, who served under Bush, says he was a very thoughtful leader who looked out for the troops.
He cared about every single soldier, sailor, airman, and marine we sent over there. And he wanted us to finish the war quickly and to get out of Iraq, back home and away from Kuwait quickly.
Former President Bill Clinton says President Bush deserves credit for leading the world out of the Cold War.
I think he deserves credit for getting the world off in the right direction at the end of the Cold War. The Cold War being over was not an excuse to pack up and go home. It was an excuse to build a new world of cooperation. Time will prove that he was right in wanting an integrated, cooperative world.
Bush died in his Houston home surrounded by family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Again, friends, very important message today. Sons of Liberty Media, the mayor's compact and how it undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. We were just talking about this, and we've been talking about this for a long time, friends. Your representatives are working to implement foreign law into the United States of America, and they've been doing it for a long time. It's not been stopped. It's being advocated. It's not being put down. It's being put up, just so you know. The Mayor's Compact and how it undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It is a, folks, you've got warning flags all over the place from this ministry, just so you know. Let's jump over to the message changes concerning the email that I got. The email was sent to me and said, I like your message, very articulate, well-researched, but here it comes. But always very negative, all the time. First of all, I want to tell you something, brother, from another mother. I'm not the one creating the news on a daily basis, okay? Just want to let you know that, first and foremost. And it is my job to preach the message that the Lord gave. I'll get to that in just a moment. I like your message, very articulate, well-researched, but always very negative, all the time, wears on an optimistic, law-abiding, God-fearing citizen. The problem that we're having, brother from another mother, is not everybody's law-abiding, number one. And number two, is not everybody's God-fearing, because by the fear of the Lord, men depart from iniquity. The problem that we're having in this country is iniquity, lawlessness. He goes on, it would be great to share a positive, uplifting message occasionally. Well, it's always uplifting to me when I get to the top of the mountain. How do you get there? What overcomes the world? Even our faith, right? But I got to say to this, negative? Would be great to share a positive, uplifting message occasionally? Read Romans 8, 7 when you get a moment. Get your pencil out, friends. I know people say, Bradley, slow down a little bit. Just get a piece of pencil and a paper, right? Now get a piece of paper and a pencil and write down these scripture references. The quote above was an email sent to me from a show listener just this last week, what I just got done stating. Now, before we begin, I want to put this quote by Leonard Ravenhill in contrast to this man's email that was sent to me. Okay? First of all, Webster's 1828 definition to contrast is to set in opposition to or more figures of a like kind with a view to show the difference of dissimilitude and to manifest the superior excellence of the one by the inferiority of the other, or to exhibit the excellence of this one and the defects of the other in a more striking view, as to contrast to picture or statutes. Okay? What was also referenced in Webster's 1828 dictionary is to contrast the goodness of God with our rebellion. There it is, right there. To contrast the goodness of our rebellion. Okay, the early church, said Leonard Ravenhill, the early church was married to poverty, prisons, and persecution. Again, Leonard Ravenhill rightly stated the early church was married to poverty, prisons, and persecutions. Today, the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity. Is that right? Absolutely right. Christianity, in contrast to a lack thereof, enemies of the cross, the modern version or definition, read 1 Timothy 4:1 and Philippians 3:18 and 19. Okay? The early church was married to poverty, prisons, and persecution. What do you think good news was to them? Today, the church is married to prosperity, personality, and popularity. What do you think good news to them is? Okay. Now, I know that a soft answer turneth away wrath. Okay. Proverbs 15:1. And that the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I totally get it. So what I'll do is I'll do my best to answer this email to the best of my ability. James 1:20. Read it when you get a moment. In response to this man's email sent to me this last week, I want to state that I'm not offended in the least. I'm really not by what he wrote. And yes, I do understand what he's saying, but that to a carnal man. Read Romans 7:14. Well, what do you mean, Bradley, a carnal man? I mean, there's always a different perspective when it comes to seeing through the eyes of a man and seeing through the eyes of God. And the way to see through the eyes of God is look to His Word and to the operation of the Holy Ghost. Read John 21, verse 18. To the doers of the Word and not the hearers only deceiving themselves as to what He declares concerning every topic known to mankind. Okay? There's a difference between those that practice what they preach and those that just simply sit there like a bunch of fed swine that stand back and do nothing but take it all in and do nothing in response. Okay? James 1:22 through 25. Now, it's always amazed me as to how people view the battle that we're in today, because it's not always a positive experience wondering if you're going to get shot at the next high school assembly program that you're going to be doing. As a matter of fact, it's surreal. And surreal to find out means to be dreamlike. And it's dreamlike to them that are without the battle, but very real, very tangible to them that are in the battle. Read Ephesians 6:12. Now, most people want to act as if what is happening in America is not applicable to each and every one of us in America. Okay? As if to suggest that we are talking about a third world country instead of our own country. Now, as you know, that if the things that are taking place in our backyard were happening in a third world country, everybody knows that most people in this country would demand our government to address the issues that are seen in that third world country. But somehow or another, when it comes to our own country, they don't see it. And I want to tell you why they don't see it. Most people in this country don't see it because they don't want to see it. Because if they see it, they know that truth demands that response. Read Matthew 13:15 through 17, Matthew 16:2 through 4. Now, the Lord has gone through the trouble to go through the thick and thin by reaching down to save me from my sins, Matthew 1:21, and to build me up in His Son. Well, then I have to respond and doing the same unto others as an ambassador on His behalf. That's just how it works, okay? You can't give what you ain't got. Yep, and I said ain't. The message is to the world, like it or not, it is not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Now, I would like someone to call me right now and show me in Scripture where it says God loves me and has a wonderful plan for my life. I mean, to be persecuted for righteousness' sake, is that a wonderful plan? To go through trials and tribulations to enter into the kingdom of heaven, is that the wonderful plan they're talking about? Or is it that you're going to be hated for my name's sake, or they may deliver you up and kill you? John 16. Is that the wonderful plan that the Lord has for my life? I mean, I wonder how the 11 of the 12 apostles dealt with the fact that they were martyred and John at Patmos was delivered miraculously from a cauldron of oil. I mean, maybe that was a part of the wonderful plan. I don't know. But how is it that the message has changed? And what happens is people adapt to that which is unscriptural rather than to that which is scriptural. Again, the message, my friends, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Read Matthew 3:2. Now, offensive and negative to a fallen world, though it may be. I totally understand it. Offensive and negative to a fallen world, though it may be. Yet if people would look at all of what's going on in this country through spiritual eyes, they would see the love, John 3:19, and purpose in driving men to the foot of the cross, which is negative to those that are sinners. Okay? I'm just going to slow down just a little bit. My message, the gospel message, is not good news until you first understand the bad news. Again, offensive and negative to a fallen world, though it may be, it may sound to be. Yet if they would look and people would look at through their spiritual eyes, friends, concerning the word, they would see love and purpose driving men to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Read Psalm 19:7. Now, with the use of God's moral law, which detects sin, Romans 3:20, while driving men to Christ, grace, John 1:7, it conquers. Okay? Sin, you succumb to sinners that are going headlong into hell, unrepentant. You need to understand that if you continue in your sin, you're going to die in your sin. Okay? Now, I'm going to show you a positive. Now, I know when I show you scripturally a positive, you're going to think it's a negative. But you need to understand that Romans 7:12 through 13 states, wherefore the law is holy. The law is holy, friends. You are not. I remember Finney one time said, a famous preacher, love him or hate him, he was right when he said it. He said, the closer you get to God, the sicker your thoughts get. Well, some will say, how is that? God is holy. You are not. God is holy. You are not. Isn't it interesting that Abraham talked about the dread house of God? He was scared to death when the Lord was in the house, wasn't he? Yep, why? Because his carnal nature is being exposed for what it is in the presence of holy angels and the holy God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Notice in Scripture, friends, when angels showed up, what happened? People hit the floor. Notice when Jesus shows up on the scene throughout Scripture, what happens? People hit the floor. Why? For fear. What do? They sit there in fear until Jesus comes over and says, be not afraid, it is I. Okay? So we have to take heed to the lessons that the Lord is teaching us. Again, wherefore the law is holy. His commandments are holy. His commandments are just and His commandments are good. Now listen to what was put forth by Paul in Romans 7. Was then that which is good made death unto me? He said, no, God forbid, but sin that it might pierce sin, working death in me by that which is good. Okay? God is good. We are not. As a matter of fact, in Mark 10, verse 16 and on, the rich young ruler addressed Jesus by calling him good. Notice Jesus said, there's none good. There's only one, and that is God. This is craziness, but it's scripture. But sin that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. So is the law bad? Nope, it's good. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey friends, I just want to tell you on a side note concerning that mayor's compact and how it undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. You need to take that message and you need to begin to network with people across the country to expose what's going on here. I have been in contact with people across the nation concerning what's going on here in the state of Minnesota, along with attorney teams. And with that, friends, it's important that you do the same thing. So when the attack begins, because it's begun a long time ago, folks, if you're waiting for the revolution, it started a long time ago, just so you know, okay? September 11th was a sign of conquering. And who's being used right now, friends? The Muslims are, and the homosexuals are. And it's the Muslims and the homosexuals and the Muslims, that want to bring anti-blasphemy laws against you if you dare speak out against them. We're in some serious times, just so you know. But get smart and start to network. Go get that, folks, go get that message on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. And share it with your friends. Share it with your cop friends. Share it with your friends that are representatives. Share it with your friends that are in local governments, in your local communities. Share it with your pastors and your overseers, your church overseers. Make people aware. If they're going to remain silent, friends, then they deserve everything that they get. And so it is for everybody listening and knowing the truth of the matter, even now. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, the mayor's compact and how it undermines American freedoms and promotes foreign law. That's exactly what's happening in the United States of America right now. It's exactly what's happening. Folks, I wanted to let you know, too, we want to thank you over there at Before It's News to my friend Michael Roach. Thank you for your trust. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump over on my Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, and or my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, just posted a couple more videos today. This one, yep, I posted one this morning, I posted one on Saturday, and we posted one the week before that as well. There's a couple hundred videos there, friends, bringing about the resolve if you're willing to act, okay? Lawfully, legally, okay? And yes, it does take you to resist tyranny. Lawfully. They're the ones breaking the law, you're not, when you stand against unconstitutional policy. With that said, you can also give us a call, final segment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We were just talking about how that which is good exposes how evil we are and how it's a negative to people that are not spiritual. Wherefore the law is holy, the commandment holy and just and good. Paul said, was then that which is good made death unto me? No way, he said. God forbid. It shows me for who I am, and it shows God for who he is. But sin that's within me, that might appear, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. You know, that's where the cross comes into play, friends. Read 1 Corinthians 9:27. He would consider himself a castaway if he were to fail to practice what he preached. And it applies to the cross. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. They that are crucified, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. But God be thanked. He goes on. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. So what do? Do we put on the old man or do we put on the new man? Well, the Bible says that all things old have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And David prayed that he would wake in the image and likeness of his Son. Folks, and so should we. When you go to Galatians 3:24, how people take a negative when in fact it's a positive. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified. That's found in Galatians 3:24. Now, folks, it may be negative or not so good news for a sick man to discover his disease. Right? But after he is healed by the great physician, Jesus, he will then be glad that someone loved him enough to drive him to the doctor's feet whereby he may be healed. We need to look at the message through scriptural context, friends. Love drives him or her to the great physician, or else he will die in his sin, John 8:24. And friends, love does this as a spiritual positive, not as hate, as a carnal negative. And Jesus answering and said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Hey, folks, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. I'm showing you the law to drive you to Jesus Christ. I'm showing you with the use of the law your disease. It exposes the disease within you called sin. And the Holy Ghost comes about to convict you of your sin. Keep this in mind. The Holy Ghost never comes about to comfort a man that's in known sin. Never. He comes to convict, to bring about godly repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10. So it's love for me to tell you that you have a disease that drives you to Jesus Christ, the healer, the great physician. Jesus said, they that are whole need not a physician. And then he says, but they that are sick, okay? What showed you your sickness? The law did, the mirror. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Luke 5:31-32. Now, friends, and once a man or a woman is born again, John 3:3, through godly repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10, you can rest assured that they are then to take up their cross and do as Christ did. Remember in John 20:21, he said, as my Father sent me after his resurrection, showing them the holes in his hands and in his feet, his disciples, as my Father has sent me, so I send you. That's not a negative, that's a positive. But they went through pretty dark circumstances to get to that positive, didn't they? Yep. Understanding, of course, that these things I've spoken unto you, Jesus said in John 16:33, that in me you might have peace, but in the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So where is my cheer to be found? Well, that my eyes are fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith, and he has promised to make me more than a conqueror through him that loved me. He promised that we would overcome as long as we kept our eyes fixed on him and adhered to him in his word, that engrafted word which is able to save our souls, right? Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Those that love him overcome. And I know people are talking about, well, where's the joy? Well, I'll tell you. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hey, folks, the message is going to change when the Word of God does. But we know that that's never going to happen. See, we live in a world free from sin. When we live in a world free from sin, murder, corruption, immorality, etc. It's going to be the same message to the same fallen world, because it's not going to change until the end day, friends, for all of us. Furthermore, Christians are called to be the repairers of the breach. That's not fun. So in other words, this spells out work in the work of the ministry, 2 Timothy 4:5. For them that are ambassadors, 2 Corinthians 5:20, for the living God. He's not the God of the dead. Luke 20:38. So where's the joy found? In bearing the cross and repairing the breaches. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 58:12, and they that be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. It also says the same thing in Isaiah 61:4. Hey, folks, you cannot build up until you first tear down. Read Deuteronomy 32:39, 1 Samuel 2:6, and Judges 6:25. Remember, in Judges 6, Gideon was ordered and commanded by God to tear down his father's altars, right? See, we need to identify what Christians are and what they are not, Matthew 7:21-23, and what their duty is, 2 Corinthians 2:17, and what it is not, 2 Timothy 2:3-5. For if we should all have, we should, every single one of us, should all have the same end aim, the same objective in mind, 1 Corinthians 1:10, and that being the souls of men, Luke 19:10. Instead of criticizing or questioning them that are waking up the church, the preaching of the cross, friends, is as foreign to these professed Christians in America today, as the U.S. Constitution is to corrupt politicians. Read 1 Corinthians 18:31. The questions and criticisms should go to them that are putting the church back to sleep, not them that are waking it up. Remember what George Whitefield rightly said. He said, the Christian church is in a deep sleep. Nothing but a loud shout can waken them up out of it. The problem is there's just a lot of people that call themselves Christians that don't want to be wakened up. 2 Corinthians 10:6 says, and have in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And that just may not be a positive message to a rebellious country, right? True that. Jeremiah 5:23. See ya.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.